180. Other Fathers of the Constitution. George Washington was chosen as president of the convention. He made a few speeches, but the speeches that he made were very important. And the mere fact that he approved the Constitution had a tremendous influence throughout the country. The oldest man in the convention was Benjamin Franklin. His long experience in politics and diplomacy with his natural shrewdness made him an unrivaled manager of men. From all the states came able men. In fact, with the exception of John Adams, Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, and Thomas Jefferson, the strongest men in political life were in the Federal Convention. Never in the history of the world have so many great political leaders, learned students of politics, and shrewd businessmen gathered together. The result of their labors was the most marvelous product of political wisdom that the world has ever seen. 181. Plans for a National Government. As soon as the convention was in working order, Governor Randolph of Virginia presented Madison's plan for a national government. Charles Pinckney of South Carolina also brought forward a plan. His scheme was more detailed than Madison's plan was, but, like it, it provided for a government with supreme legislative, executive, and judicial powers. On May 30th, the convention voted that a national government ought to be established, consisting of a supreme legislative, executive, and judiciary. It next decided that the legislative department should consist of two houses, but when the delegates began to talk over the details, they began to disagree.